Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Wicked tones, you know.
Metro Boomin wants some mud.
You know, in the social lab. So y'all go ahead and get y'all drinks or y'all smoke or whatever it is you do to chill out. We're going to rock out tonight. And before I go any further, let's welcome my lovely, lovely co-host, Hot Chocolate, out of that Florida section of the area, in America.
That's right. Repping Itty Bitty Plant City. In my most professional dialect possible tonight. We also gonna get a crunk for you there, shorty. We gonna run off on plug twice on there, shorty. Sorry, let me stop.
Okay.
What's going on, everybody?
Yes.
Give me a little bit of
everything
for everybody this evening.
Yes. Well, I know we kind of got a lot to talk about. This week has been it's been interesting, to say the least, between the politics and then the politics of life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Going to touch on all of that tonight. We're
going
to rock out on Friday night.
That's right. That's how we do.
You know.
We kept the week in news and entertainment and any and everything in between.
Yes. I'm not going to make it a future night. But he does have a lot of good new music.
I mean, all right. Just,
hey, this is going to be my only other one that I play tonight for a while.
Okay. Go ahead. I won't scoff at him.
Okay, because this one is called Fly-ish Only. Okay, so, and you know how we be on Fly-ish Only.
That's how we do, right here on the social
media. That's how we do. So it's
Team Homage. Radio Live.
Yes. So we will hit y'all on the other side of this. Fly-ish.
I take my drugs and dope. I be waking up the bitches in my hotel suite. We be going on the mileage, holding on the product. Why you looking at me? Started recognizing on the only one is bottle. Only one is bottle. Only one is going out the country. Gotta keep a translator for the model. Only one I'm on the rebel fly. She only keep the fly. She don't me keep the fly. Be something. Fly, fly, only. My trainers are matching my jacket. I'm strapped with that ratchet. I'm strapped with that baby and that eight. I'm cold hot these medicals. Cold hot these medicals. Maybe one day I'ma get out to drink. Or maybe one day we can f*** in the bank. I make me a Porsche dog, 2 1/4. I go to Morocco and lay in some parts. Then I come back to Onyx and find me that one I can f*** on and touch on and turn up and turn on. We don't watch TV, we count for the team. 4 1/2 is right under my beanie. I made me some steps and I f***ed on a genie. Put her in a cab and I jump in a genie. She gon' need yellow tape when I step on the scene. When you send me an invite, I come with a midnight. She wrapped up in plastic, I f*** in the mattress. All of this shit is about living lavish. The money, the cars, and the bitches, the carrots. The radical styles, I'ma give you a style. You can take in your style and go make you a pile.
Free brain,
I be waking up the bitches in my hotel suite. We be going on the mileage. Hauling on the product, why you looking at me? Shout out, recognizing I'm the only one is bottle. Only one is bottle. Only one is going out the country. Gotta keep a translator for the model. Only one I'm on the rebel fly. She only keep a fly. She don't me keep a fly. Be tell me. Light skin, bone, the same color, macaroni, put a hair in a pony, hit a note, lights on.
I know you've
been on it, now I'm back, on my lonely, and I'm back, and you want it, and I'm back, and I want it. Made a feeling like on the fake in the phone, I got the cake and the mama, I rock a D's and Margellas. I be staying at the telly, eating a sandwich out the deli, and my life is like belly, young future sincerely. I just waiting on the in my hotel suite, we be going on the mileage, holding on the product, why you looking at me, shout out, recognizing I'm the only one that's bothered, only one that's bothered, only one that's going out of the country, gotta keep a translator for the model, only one. I'm on the rebel fly, she only keep the fly, she don't make me fly, girl, tell me,
Social Lab, T.M. Hyman Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate and Madam Boston here on Friday night. You know how we do, recap the week in news and entertainment. But first, let me hit you up with that information that you definitely need to win your way to No Sleep South Beach Weekend 2016, July 22nd through the 21st. The kickoff to our T.M. Hyman Radio Live marketing campaign has officially begun. And here, again, is your chance to win. Just follow these rules and enter the weekly contest on TM Harmon Radio Live, and you'll automatically be qualified to win the grand prize, which is a pair of passes to No Sleep South Beach Weekend and two pairs, because you can't just say one pair, two pairs of Cazal sunglasses to go along with those passes so that you'll be So Fly and the Sun and Fun in Miami. So this is what you have to do for the chance to hang out with the TM Hyman Radio Live crew that weekend. You must first and foremost be 21 or older to participate. You can't be 20, can't be 18, and just because your mama lets you drink and hang out and party, then you think that you can go and do that without. No, you have to be 21 or older to participate. You must follow the TM Hyman Radio Live team on Twitter. Our handles are Very Hot Chalk, Sade James, and these are all one word, no spaces, Madam Boston, and Mr. M.R. T.M. Hyman. Then you need to listen to the show right here, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Listen to the show, and then when we ask you to be the 13th caller, call in to 917-889-3926 and make sure that you press the number one so that the engineer knows that you want to talk and that you're not just listening through the line. And then you answer the trivia question that we're going to have on hand with you. If you can do that, that will qualify you for the weekly prize, which is a variety of things from Sweet Delectables, from Sweet Tooth LLC, to No Sleep South Beach apparel, No Sleep Lifestyle apparel, to a workout session with Sade James, to dinner and a show at Sweet Lounge in Atlanta, to, you know, BQE on Thursday night in Atlanta. We got a plethora of things for you to choose from. We'll probably just dip in the bag based on your region or where you're calling from and get you something nice for the week. And that will qualify you for the grand prize drawing, which, again, is those two passes. These are VIP passes that are going to get you entry into the entire weekend of events for No Sleep South Beach. I have been for the last 2 years, and each year it becomes more bananas. Last year, it blew my mind. Like, the first year, don't get me wrong. No, really. The first year, don't get me wrong, I had a super, super blast. You know, partying and rubbing elbows with the beautiful people, you know, Raheem Devon all in my pictures with his hand on my booty, you know, and making people think, you know, it was questionable things going on. It was a lot going on that year. Last year? Man, I couldn't even, I promise you, I couldn't even keep up with some the yacht party, BET actors, and, you know, just famous people of all genres, and just it was fantastic. The food, the fun, the sun, the parties, the music. I can't wait to get back there. I love Miami. So needless to say, you need to be there, and you can win your chance through TM Hyman Radio Live. All you got to do is listen.
And you're absolutely right, and thank you for sharing that with our listeners. Before we go any further, let's bring in that man, Sade James, from the DMV area.
What?
What's going on?
What? Nah, ain't nothing DMV.
Yeah, happy Sabbath.
I'm on the streets of New York right now, yo. Walking back to my building right now.
Wow.
I had to come here and handle some little something slight. So figured I'd just say what up. You know how that go.
What up, though? We appreciate you blessing us with your presence on the Friday night.
You already know what it is. You already know what it is. It's against protocol, but, you know, it's all good. Yo, son, word of the bond, it's brick as hell out here, son. It's like still like 12 degrees outside, B.
Got your nose hairs frozen, huh?
Yo, son, my beard is froze solid right now, B. I can, like, cut myself. I'm in these stitches if I try to scratch my face.
Wow.
It's real out here, son.
Y'all do better bundle up.
Word. It's crazy. But yeah, nah, definitely, man. I was just calling, just, you know what I'm saying, to say what up. So I know, you know what I'm saying? You know, whenever I get a chance to, when I'm observing, and I'm observing the rules, Ten Commandments, I'd like to say what up with y'all. You know what I mean?
We appreciate you
break the rules
on us. It is.
I ain't breaking the rules. Observing the Sabbath is a mindset.
Yes, sir. Whatever you say.
You know
I got
mean?
My hands up.
There you go.
Don't shoot.
You got it. Whatever.
Not don't shoot.
But yeah, I'm about to walk into my building right now. So
okay.
I'm going to holler at y'all. It's going to be kind of noisy in there. We got these old project buzzers that still go when you hit it.
I want to hear the buzz. Let me hear the buzz. Let me hear the buzz.
Just a little bit.
Thank you. All right, hold on. Let's see. I'll let them know I'm coming up soon. Go ahead.
I'm going to ask y'all.
You heard it?
Yes. Love it. Love it. So New York.
Oh, my gosh.
So authentic.
Yeah, okay.
Somebody home.
We are so about to go to a break, and y'all can check this out.
Yo, it's me.
Radio
me.
Live. It's Friday Night Cypher.
Real
y'all
pop,
know how we get there.
Real time.
All right, y'all.
Right.
I'm going to have a
doctor. Be safe. Be safe.
Something in this liquor. The air is getting thicker. I can't help but stare at you. Oh yeah, girl, what did you do to me? What did you slip up in my cup, girl? 'Cause I want you. Oh yeah, I had a little bit too much, girl. So come over here.
Quiz, dead bitch, who I fuck with, mad bitch, if we don't fuck. with. I don't fool with them chickens unless they last name is Cutlet. Let it soak in like seasoning. And tell them, blow me. Land even.
Freeze every bottle and cup in the sky. Sparks in the air like the 4th of July. Nothing but bad vibes up in here tonight. Oh, if you lame and you know it, be quiet. None but real news only. Bad bitches only. Rich news only. Independent only. Boss news only.
Yeah.
Thick news only. I got my real news by my side. Only.
I never fooled Nikki cause she got a man. But when that's over, then I'm first in line. And the other day in her Maybach, I thought, God damn, this is the perfect time. We had just come from that video. You know, LA traffic had a city slow. She was sitting down on that big butt, but I was still staring at the TV. No. Yeah, low key and maybe high key. I been peeped that you like me, you know? Who the fuck you really wanna be with besides me? I mean, it doesn't take much for us to do this shit quietly, I mean. She say I'm obsessed with thick women, and I agree. Yeah, that's right. I like my girls BBW. Yeah, type don't want to get dry and then eat some lunch with you. Yeah, so thick that everybody else in the room is so uncomfortable. Eric's on Houston, Texas, but the face look just like Claire Huxtable. Oh, yeah. You the man in the city when the mayor fools with you. The NBA players fools with you. The badass just doing makeup and hair fools with you. Oh. That's cause I believe in something, I stand for it. And Nikki, if you ever try to fool, just give me the heads up so I can plan for it.
Freeze every bottle and cup in the sky. Hey. Sparks in the air like the 4th of July. Nothing but bad vibes up in here tonight. Oh, if you lame and you know it, be quiet. None but real news only. Bad bitches only. Rich news only. Independent only. Boss news only. Thick news only. I got my real news here by my side. Only.
I never fucked Nick and that's fucked up. If I did fuck, she'd be fucked up. Whoever is hitting ain't hitting it right. Cause she act like she need dick in her life. That's another story, I'm no storyteller. I prove greatness like gold is yellow. All my goons so overzealous. I'm from Holly Grove, the holy mecca. Silence and say I got running for days. I firm and I shake, but I'm stuck in my ways. My girlfriend would beat up and rough if she waves. They better not poop with her surfboard. Surfboard, my eyes are so bright, I take cover for shade. Don't have my money, take mothers instead. You got the hiccups, you swallow the truth. Then I make you bird boy. Treat beef like sirloin. You mouth off, I blow your face off. I'm being pop, 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 then I take off. Now you see me, now you don't. Like Jamie Foxx, acting like Ray Charles. 16 in a clip, one in a chamber. 17 wall bullet with 17 bullets. My story is how I went from poor me to police. Pour me a drink and celebrate with me.
Freeze every bottle and cup in the sky. Sparks in the air like the 4th of July. Nothing but bad vibes up in here tonight. Oh, if you lame and you know it, be quiet. Nothing but real news only. Bad bitches only. Rich news only. Independent only. Boss news only. Thick bitches only. I got my real news here by my side. Only.
Tim Harmon Radio Live. It's Friday Night Cypher. We're just jamming, rocking out. Oh. You know? We don't have any guests or anything like that. We are the guests.
We
and
are.
And you are our listeners. And we love you.
You are. And we do.
Yeah.
And it's ladies' night, y'all.
Exactly. Ladies' night. We hold it down.
That's
are you
right.
kidding me? Woohoo. It's 9:24 p.m. here on the East Coast. It's 6:24 p.m. on the West Coast. And everybody in the middle, figure it out.
Figure it out.
Okay. There's something I want to talk about right quick, and that is there's an actress. I was trying to figure out what story she was on. But either way, her partner killed her and her two children. Her name is, what is her name? I'm sorry, guys. It was just the way that they, like, did the story. You couldn't really, like, Yeah, they put the details inside the story and not at the top. But, oh, her name was Cyan Blake. And she was an actress. And her and her kids had been missing for a couple of weeks. And they finally arrested her partner, her ex-partner, Arthur Simpson Kent, at the Heathrow Airport. And after arriving in the U.K., they extradited him back to Ghana because they found, on January 5th, they found her and her children's body buried in her garden.
Oh, my God.
It's like, who in the hell kills you and your kids and then buries you in your garden? Like, where did they do that at? I'm not sure exactly who he is, but they say Scotland Yard is under investigation by the police watchdog for the way it was handled in the missing persons inquiry and why it took more than 3 weeks to find the bodies. So they said she was suffering from, like, Neurone disease. But, I mean, the man is the father of the children. So he killed his own children. You know what I mean? It wasn't like he killed, you know, someone else's children. He killed his own children.
Yes.
Oh, that's the name of the show. I found it. I found the hot chocolate. EastEnders. It's a British. It comes on, like, the PBS stations and stuff like that. It was out way before Downton Abbey was even thought about. For those of you who, you know, follow the British line of media. But,
wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
That just stood out to me because it was like they did take them. They took over, like, a month to find them. They were missing since December. December 13th,
ridiculous.
To be exact. Right.
That's
so,
ridiculous.
And then they just... Like, was it 3 days ago? They just arrested him. So, yeah. I see why why Scotland Yard is under investigation.
Yeah, I don't even really know what to say about that one. You just have to kind of pray for people that are in those circumstances that feel the need to take, you know, to me, that's like you're taking a stance, like you're God, like you have the right to take someone's life. You don't have the right to do that.
Right. For whatever reason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, for whatever reason. And her kids were 8 and 4 years old. Well, their kids were 40.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Right. And, the only upside to it is that he had waived his extradition rights and voluntarily returned to the UK. But they're still going to, I hope they fry him, because that's ridiculous. It's enough to kill an adult, but to kill children, I mean, like, you got to be out your damn mind.
Absolutely. That's just like the guy in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, who killed his daughter's mother and his daughter to get out of paying child support. The daughter and the mother are actually going to be laid to rest tomorrow in Marlboro, Maryland. It's just such a sad case where you think you think that's okay to do. It just, I don't understand it.
I don't either. I really don't. And I'm not going to lie. There have been times where, yes, I wanted to kill somebody, right? But the thing is that when I look at now, I never wanted to kill my child. I've never thought of that. It never crossed my mind. Now, when they do stuff that's stupid, they just doing stuff that's stupid. But to actually, like, break down who I'm able to kill my kid,
no,
I kill me first. Like, it wouldn't even, it doesn't even, I don't know.
No.
What about some political news? Can we talk about politics? I like politics.
Yes. Let's talk about some politics. Toss it
don't
up.
You like politics? I like politics.
Speaking of, Donald Trump is having a rally here tonight in Tampa, Florida. Not that I would have been going, because I definitely wouldn't have been. Would not have been supporting him in any way, shape, form, or fashion. But, hey, that's just me.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. And I don't think it's just you.
Well, you know, there are some supporters out there. Is he still leading in the Republican race?
You know what it reminds me of? And this is kind of reverse, but it reminds me of when Al Sharpton ran.
Really?
And do you remember when that happened? I remember I got in so many arguments with people because my plan was to vote for Al Sharpton. I like Al Sharpton. Is he rough and like, I don't know. Yeah, he's rough. He can be condescending at times, not even meaning to be, and there are times that he really does mean to be, but the thing is, he lets you know off gate where he's coming from. You know, you don't have to guess.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and
I was going.
One thing I do like about.
You know what I mean? Right. And so, and the fact that the issue that he was speaking of was speaking to our community, and I don't mean like, you know, only our community should be represented. However, it's not when your community is and not excluded, as it had been for years.
Yeah.
So, you know, where we're almost like third-class citizens. And so that's why I was going to vote for him. But, you know, but of course he wasn't the head runner. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that was the one where Al Gore and going up against Bush. But it was that time frame. But I was still going to vote for homeboy, Al Sharpton. And Trump, to me, represents a Caucasian Al Sharpton. Only because he's not afraid of what anybody may say about him or what he may do or who he offends. He doesn't care. 'Cause
at all.
Nobody's in his pocket. I mean, like, he's not in nobody's pocket. And that's the only upside to him. Because everything else is ridiculous. Because if he becomes president, these people that are voting for him, they have no idea what they're voting for. They have no idea that he is going to take away Social Security if he gets a chance. Those same people rooting for him will be the same people homeless and going to the damn pantry lines. Messing with
Trump. Better speak on it.
What you got to understand is somebody who has money, or and is established and feels that they're fully established. Their concerns aren't anywhere outside of them.
That's it.
They're not going to go out of their way for people who have. They're going to say, "Well, I have it, so why can't you get it?" You know what I'm saying? That's what it's going to equal to.
Gonna equal to, does
just,
equal to. It already does.
Right. Like, I would love if Elizabeth Warren ran as, like, Bernie Sanders vice president. What? All day I'd be on that ballot. Have you ever listened to Elizabeth Warren speak?
No, I have not.
If you haven't, people, I would implore you to do so. Because that woman is also very upfront. She doesn't care who she offends. If it's the truth, it's the truth. And so, you know, we got some nice people to choose from. I'm just wondering, I want to see who the Republican Party chooses as their nominee. I mean, I know it's not going to be Trump.
I don't know.
Right,
I can't even say I hope not because all signs are pointing in that direction, but, you know.
But, you know, and everybody's a lot of people who have their hands in the pot right now. And it's about to get, that pot is about to get a little bit smaller.
Well, Marco Rubio is making a very impressive surge towards the front. Like, he's not bulldozing anyone, but he's very slowly creeping his way up on the backs of the other two contenders, so.
Right. And what Ted Cruz, he's ridiculous. I was seeing on Facebook where he had an ad out, and they ended up pulling the ad because the young lady that was in the ad used to be a soft porn actress. So he pulled the advertising. Yes, once he found out that she was a former softcore porn actress. I told y'all about that soft porn. I'm telling you that.
I knew that before. That's probably why he didn't put her in the ad.
He said he didn't know it before.
He's a lie. He just didn't think nobody else was going to catch on to it. That's all.
Hoping they wouldn't. I mean, I told y'all, I want to produce soft porn. I'm telling you, it is a market for it.
Everybody has a past. It's probably a lot of softcore porn people out there in politics right now. 9:35 p.m. TM Hyman Radio. We'll be back. Know who you're working with, people. Know who you're working with.
Good morning, baby. Oh my God.
Yeah. So rock boys in the building. Teflon Don. Hello, good morning, tell me what the lick read. Pretty face, thin waist with the sick weave. First time fish telling in the 6 feet. Real bad boy, tell him come and get me. I'm at the fight, betting kinda like Bellman. Only took a trip to the truck twice. Unpacked the Mac 11 and Air Maxes. Stuffed 6 figures in my damn air mattress. I'm in love with large bills, a dime with a fat ass and waist and tall heels. Yeah, it's the Teflon Don, 100 carats and the charm. Time to give it back to Sean.
Hello. Good morning, let's go, let's go. Hello, come on. Good morning. Hello, good morning. Know you've been waiting for it. Cause I seen you watching. So let's go. Let's get it popping. Cause I be leaning on the bar, that's a creeper, that's a song, baby, fall, give me my pride. 25 on the bank, all of a sudden, no, they ain't playing, man, cause I'm in one side. Got your boyfriend feeling like a groupie.
Captain of the swoop, yeah. The revolution's never been televised. Great booty, better thighs, I ain't wanna tell her bye. First I tell her hi, then I give her one and let her fly. Never tell a lie, tonight you couldn't find a better guy. King fish fly to anyone you can sing with. Gangster to sing, push cool as a penguin. Got a team of a money, feel free to bring with. She fine, wait and fly away at my convenience. You sing tip, checking in a 5-star suite. Come on. With some 5-star freaks, getting high all week. Let's catch me in the week, I was up at night when y'all sleep. In a fast car, super fast, broad back seat. That's me, feeling nothing nice. Fuck a couple nights, cause the moon say goodbye and the sun greeting us like
hello, good morning,
let's go, let's go.
Hello, come on, good morning. Hello, good evening. You go, you beaming, cause you know that you really need it. And I'm the one that you wanna be with. Right now, baby, you're dreaming.
Wake up and turn the lights on.
Cause I'm leaning on the bar, that's a creeper, that's a song. 34, so I'm giving my pride. 25 on the bag, all of a sudden, no, they ain't playing bad, cause the beat won't stop. Got your boyfriend feeling like a groupie. You know, we on that. They like this, looking like a movie. You know, we on that. And everybody know who the truth is. You know, we on that. I know, cause I'm blowing on that movie.
Notice me, pull up to the club in the coldest V. literally cold. Little did he know how that nigga did he flow. How that nigga did he go so hard like a crowbar, still getting dough. Whoa,
whoa, whoa. Yeah, I like this.
Come on, can you feel it?
Can you feel it?
Can you feel it?
Nothing can save you.
Yeah.
It's that dirty money.
Got your boyfriend feeling like a groupie.
Kalina, friend to the show, Dawn Richards, and Rick Rosea on the remix there, 9:41 p.m. here on TM Hymer Radio Live, the social lab, your girl, Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston, and it's ladies' night, people, where we kick to you the weekend news and entertainment. And for y'all who are not up on your P's and Q's, you know, new season two, Money and Violence started on Tuesday, dropped on Tidal first. It is playing on cloud9tv.com on the 16th and then on YouTube after. So every Tuesday going next few weeks, you're going to have a new episode. I checked out the new episode last night, and you ain't heard it from me, but you can watch the new episode on Tidal for free. Thank me later, and don't act like I didn't tell you. And when you check out the difference from the first season to this season as far as production, woo, you can tell they got that money popping. You better thank Jay for that because he put them on.
Okay.
Money and Violence Season 2. Y'all been asking for it. It is now playing. And the Money and Violence crew is going to be joining us next week on Monday and on Wednesday. We don't know if we're going to have the ladies first or the gentlemen first, but just know Money and Violence crew will be in the house next week. So make sure you tune in, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central, Pacific Standard Time, and everybody else in the middle, y'all central people like Madam Boston say, you got to figure that out.
Yes, okay. Tell them, boo.
Yes. Miz is still my favorite. I'm going to tell him that again when he comes on the show next week. Saying, Rafe, my man and everything, but Miz, that's my dude right there.
I know, that's right. All of them are, you know, handsome. But, you know, they found their girl, their loves of their lives on the movie.
Yes.
So they
Miz and Madison. Yes.
Yeah.
Madison. One of my favorite couples. Madison, please don't cut me. You know, he's just my favorite character.
Okay.
I know he's all you. I know. I want no trouble from the beautiful Boricua.
Yeah.
I don't want no trouble.
None.
Oh, wait, I said it wrong. She's not Puerto Rican. She's Panamanian. Sorry about that from the beautiful Pano. My bad.
Did we ask? I don't even know.
No, she represents Panama proudly. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Panama is not Puerto Rican. Yeah.
No, it's
so.
Not. Don't get us cut. Please know the difference.
Oh, look! In the good news, Lamar Odom, he was out and about with his. Estranged wife, Chloe.
Mm-mm. Now, I wouldn't say estranged. I would say they're back together. But, yeah, with wifey.
I think she's there
she
to help him get
him.
Back on his feet. But I don't know about the lovey-dovey thing.
Well, she didn't divorce
him.
Well,
he came out for Kanye's Yeezy Season 3 event.
Yeah.
And seemed to have brought out the masses. I mean, I had posted
brought out the whole family. Even Caitlyn came out.
Kim came out with and she was chilling with a little Kim and.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Kim,
you know.
Hold on, little Kim is looking good these days. I don't know. I'm not gonna say I don't know what happened because Kim is my girl, but
yeah,
there's been some reconstruction of the reconstructive surgery or whatever that was done, or I don't know if it's different makeup artists. I don't know if it's different stylists, but Kim is looking absolutely gorgeous these days. Gorgeous. Back to almost little Kim of old.
Well, you know, maybe if she stopped getting those Botox and, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I
see. A couple weeks ago, however the hell she was looking, it won't right.
she doesn't. She never needed that to begin with. I honestly believe that Kim let Hollywood and the problems, you know, that she was going through, the issues, you know, maybe missing big, or you know, industry was putting her through.
Girl,
and you know, she didn't need all that. Kim was beautiful to begin with, so I'm just glad to see her looking normal again.
But I think she didn't love who she was in the first place. So that's kind of how that. About, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like, if you don't think that you're beautiful, okay, like this, how about this? Even if all your life you were told you were beautiful, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't feel good about yourself. You don't see what other people see.
Right.
It doesn't matter what they say. You know what I mean? Because
you're absolutely right.
If you feel like you look like crap, then that's just how you're going to feel, regardless of anyone, you have to love yourself first and see your own beauty first before you can even accept compliments from other people. Hell, I went through that myself. I ain't figured out I was gorgeous.
Absolutely right.
You see what I'm saying? So it's like somewhere she felt like she wasn't good enough. And it's like she did more facial work after Big passed.
Mm-hmm.
I think initially all she did was the nose job.
Yep.
And then she went from that to boobs.
Yep.
But then
the booty, then the lips.
Right. And then the face, the cheekbones, and the different chin. And it's like she wanted to be Miss Potato Head or something.
She wanted to be somebody else. It's like she didn't want to be herself. You're right.
You know what I mean? So it's like she was hurt, and she showed that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, everybody else just took it as, ugh.
Yeah, it's almost like she was acting out.
Yes. But I think that she may be around different people now that would help her cultivate who she is naturally. Versus, you know, being told you have to have a small waist and you have to have, you know, these kind of eyes or what have you. We have plenty of people in Hollywood that, you know, admit to getting plastic surgery but regretting it after the
right.
So, yeah. I don't know about it. Oh, no. What about Kendrick Lamar?
Just glad she's back to where she's at.
Yeah. You know what? I want to have Kendrick Lamar on. I like him.
Yes.
I like his.
That would be a fantastic interview. We're going to try to hook that up. Yes. K-Dot. Pick K-Dot's brain.
Yeah, we need to get him up here, honey. I like
King
all
Kunta.
Of his. Huh?
King Kunta.
Yes, King Kunta. How about this? We're going to play some Kendrick Lamar. For y'all single people out here, it's gonna be
really,
all right.
Really?
Damn, I'm
really? Really? You had to know what's on the spot like that.
All my life I had to fight. All my life I hard times like bad trips like Nazareth. I'm fucked up, homie. You fucked up, but if God got us, then we gon' be all right.
We gon' be all right. Alright, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even room with the face down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. We're pretty Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a gangster in silence for the record. Tell the world I knew it's
body.
Won't you please believe when I say,
when you know we've been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my guns might blow, but we gon' be alright, alright.
We gon' be alright, we gon' be alright, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me, do you feel me, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright, huh, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright, do you hear me, do you feel me, we gon' be alright.
What you want, you a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy, I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it, I know it's illegal. I don't think about it, I deposit every other zero. Thinking of my partner, put the candy, painting on a Rico. Digging in my pocket, in a profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. Ah! I don't talk about it, be about it, every day I sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it, heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Sit back and chat, I shut the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God.
When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright, alright.
We gon' be alright, we gon' be alright, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me, do you feel me, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright, huh, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright, do you hear me, do you feel me, we gon' be alright.
My prayers.
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of.
From the Bronx to Bed-Stuy, with my ride or die, Leah, Joy, Wyatt, Kanye. Getting hit up on the highway, the NY way. The breadwinner, killer, leg giver, Reggie Miller, shot hitter, crack cocaine, rock dealer, the unleasher, one who cops sneakers, the kid who fly every Easter, the MasterCard and the Visa, the jewelry remover, the point prover, the nightmare Freddy Krueger, the carjacker, take your Uber, the case catcher, the thug who hate rappers, the young master, the heart colder than the
lapper. Stabber, the slapper with the hammer, the toe tagger, troublemaker, the I hate haters hater, the stop popper, the rock roller, the Bronx bomber, the twat proper, the drop top driver, the great spitter, the I don't play with her, the cake getter, rape, the deal upstate bitter, the college graduate, diploma hanging on the refrigerator, trasher, the holes in the incinerator, the money maker, the chicken flipper, the Louboutin red bottom sister, the Dawn Perignon sipper, the Bloody Mary, but a lot scarier, the realest, the real Rosa singer, Ox carrier.
The good fella, the hood dweller, the spelling bee, big word speller, the thugger thugger yeller, the getaway driver, the king of drama, the money splurger, the truth without sojourner, the back block lurker,
the four fifth ripper, the ones who on low clips ain't scared of no hoe, who bleed once a month, the boss, the furs in the winter, the long line skipper, and still the hottest chick on the market.
Grim Reaper, the freestyle leaker, the gun in the speaker, the New Jack City repeater, brother's keeper, the comatoser, who never sober, the shoulder holster soldier, the black Gucci loafers, the strong stamina, world tour, UK, down to Canada, big tipper, they scared of us, giving racks to panhandlers.
Brick smuggler, number one weed customer, the club rusher, the known gun buster, the shot caller, the one who more real than all of them, the band holder, the dealer taking out the jokers, the weed planner, the car scammer, the hip hop steady rock jammer, the Millie rock dancer, the mob hitter, gun in my bra, the bra lifter, the scar giver, I spit fire, Godzilla,
the artist disser, the pissy elevator pisser, blessing my soul with easy Jesus, the E and J sipper, the Mr. Mackey, kept it real since Pataki, I kept the gun in my khakis since he was wearing clothes baggy, the beef bringer, swing like Venus Serena, the alphabetical slaughter recorder, the Nasarima dreamer.
The Giuseppe wearer, still the Chanel chick, Mrs. Get Fly, the fleek, seek the street, crash street, the hood rich, the Instagram lit, the Facebook sick, go on Twitter just so I can block a block a block. The title stripper, black bottle rose sipper, the pop bullies, the motorcycle lift.
The man smart as MacGyver, the heist schemer, the Joe Pesci find you and leave you, the life lever, the letter writer, gotta support the lifers, the one who killed the BET cipher, you nice but I'm way nicer, the illest rapper, the mic snatcher, the Benjamin dead prayer stacker, my wife got a record bragger,
in the mirror,
the man in the mirror,
the rest of them fear us,
they tryna be us, my vision getting clearer,
the big whip pusher, I hook up on the hooker, the good looker, I'm still a queen, you hood booger,
the block swerver, the 120 learner, I send you to the voicemail, the call curver,
the bullet in the burner, killing you motherfucker.
She got my back, I got her back, so they never snuck us, New York's number one shooters,
Nicki and Mallory, the Bonnie and Clyde overdo it.
TM Hammer Radio Live. Yo, that was initially that was Kendrick Lamar with All Right, and that was just Papoose and Remy Ma with Broken Language. So, you know,
hip-hop,
hopefully y'all like that right there.
Ooh, couple.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And they sound good together. I like it. I like
it. They do. They complement each other well.
Yes. Y'all are listening to TM Hammer Radio Live. It's a social lab. Yo, we enjoy you guys. You know, give us a call. Drop your email at tmhymanradio.com.
Right.
So you can get the newsletter and such. Also, you know, with our promotion for this No Sleep South Beach, we got things that are going away. Like you said, like this, oh, God, the Sweet Tooth LLC.
Which, hold on. I'm about to bust open one of these mojito cupcakes in a jar. And when I just tell you that Hennessy, one that I ate yesterday, put me in heaven. So it's Friday night. I'm about to, as the youngins say, I'm about to turn up on them real quick on this cupcake, this liquor infused cupcake that I got right here. And it ain't for everybody. I'll just tell you that.
I know
it ain't for everybody.
What did you have yesterday? Wait.
I had the Hennessy one yesterday. I actually got three. I got three Hennessys. I got three mojitos, and she gifted me a By Felicia. The By Felicia is strawberry cake with French vanilla icing. Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah, that's
boy. So while I sit here and my mouth waters and I drool because I'm getting ready to open this mojito one, just know that Sweet Tooth LLC and her delectables and her cupcakes in a jar, you can also be a winner of as one of our weekly prizes, but you have to call in. You got to be listening.
Yes.
You got to call in, be that 13th caller, and then you can answer the Twibbery question and you too can have some shipped to you.
Yeah. Yo, well,
what up,
we
Felicia?
Our show is coming to a close because we got like about a minute left. Is that again?
Yes.
Thank you for listening. Check us out on Monday when
right.
we will hopefully. Well, you'll see the guests that we have. Just you know, check the post on Facebook, check your Twitter, check your Instagram. You know,
yes.
follow us.
Follow
yeah,
us.
You know how to
very hot chalk, Madam Boston, Sage James, and Mr. T M Hyman.
Yes. Don't forget the at sign, okay?
Yeah.
Yo, we about to be out of here, y'all. We love y'all. And whatever you do, do it well.
Everybody
TM Hyman
have a
Radio
fantastic
Live.
Weekend. We are that crew, that team, that network, and the social lab. TMHyman.com.
Yes. And y'all enjoy this hot little second of it anyway.
I slay.
Cool to me, you got some coordination. Play trick, or you get eliminated.
TM Hyman. live talk radio show. DM Hyman live talk radio show. DM Hyman live talk radio show. Live.